When my kids were younger and I would tell them that I would have to be gone a few days, they would oftentimes say, "Daddy, can I come and help you out?" Well, they could definitely come along, but at that point in their lives, they wouldn't have been much help. They would have hindered the work rather than have helped the work. They can't counsel missionaries or they can't train preachers, but they were so eager to come and just be with me. You see a similar thing going on in the Gospel of John in chapter 13. Jesus begins his words to the disciples by saying, "Little children." This is the only time we find these particular words on Jesus' lips, and there is a dearness to them. There is care and affection and tenderness in those two words. He could have chosen a Greek word that simply meant kids, but rather he chose a word that spoke of his affection for them. At this point, Jesus is nurturing the young, immature faith of these disciples. Jesus tells the disciples that he has one more task to do, but that they cannot come. And Peter gets hung up on this. It's almost like he doesn't hear what came next, because in verse 36, Peter says, "Lord, where are you going?" And Jesus tells him again, "You cannot follow me now." But Peter won't hear of it. He says, "I can and I will follow you. None of these other guys may be able to, but I can and will. I will die for you." Well, I admire Peter's devotion to Jesus, and I would hope that I would say something similar. But Jesus was going to the cross, and his death and resurrection was something that would be accomplished by Jesus alone. The disciples could not help him or keep it from happening. They couldn't follow him there. Our faith is not in the disciples and Jesus' work. Our faith is not in our work and Jesus' work. Jesus needed no assistance from the disciples, and he accepts no assistance from us. And for this, we should be rejoicing. In our evangelical world, there's a theological phrase that summarizes this: sola Christus, Christ alone. We are saved on the merits of Christ alone. We have no help to offer Christ when it comes to our salvation. We cannot go to the cross to help secure our own salvation. We are saved in Christ alone. Today when you pray, please pray for Angel De Jesus and his family, our missionaries in Puerto Rico. And also remember the Garifuna Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.